elections information, and a preview of your ballot. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. That information up next. Municipal elections for Skagway and Haines are Tuesday, October 6th. Skagway Borough registered voters will be filling several positions this year, including the mayor's office, with current mayor Thomas Cochran as the sole candidate on the ballot. There are 2 3-year seats open on the Skagway Borough Assembly, with candidates David Hunts, Timothy Cochran, and write-in candidate Allison Holtkamp. Cochran and Holtkamp recently participated in a radio forum offering their top priorities and reasons for running.
I'm Tim Cochran. I grew up here in Skagway. We moved here in 1963, and in 1980 I went in the military. I spent 23 years out of Skagway, and we moved back in 2003. I'm a hometown boy, I guess. I'm concerned at the direction we're going in, and I think I would like to see Port and Harbor development to go toward a diverse year-round economy.
My name is Allison Holtkamp, last name spelled H-O-L-T-K-A-M-P, and this is my 6th summer in Skagway, originally from Salt Lake City, Utah, and I have a little bit of background in education, in public policy. My main priorities would be protecting Skagway's integrity while focusing, yes, on port development, but also enhancing the Marine Highway.
A 1-year term on Skagway Borough Assembly is also open, with Irvin Fairbanks, Luke Rauscher, and Paul Reichert on the ballot. Fairbanks and Reichert also participated in the recent KHNS forum. Fairbanks and Reichert.
I'm Ed Fairbanks. I've been a resident of Skagway since 1946. I am a graduate of Skagway High School, in the class of 1950. I have been in Skagway continuously year-round since 1960. I would identify myself as a fiscal conservative. As far as my priorities, I would want to bring to the council the same fiscal responsibility that I exercise in my business. And I would be interested in, and priority would be economic development.
My name's Paul Reichert. I've been in Skagway for 16 years, and I've seen this town grow quite a bit over those past 16 years. I'd like to continue on with some of the great projects that we've started here in Skagway. Some of my top priorities would be to see through some of the top capital projects that the borough has been working on over the years, namely a new wastewater treatment plant. We've got a new small boat harbor project that's in the works, a new wave barrier project, and the gateway project.
Finally, 2 school board seats are open with 2 candidates running. Interviews with Stuart Brown and Christine Ellis were broadcast in earlier newscasts and are now online at khns.org. In Skagway, polls at the Skagway Assembly Chamber are open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday, October 6th. Haynesboro registered voters are electing assembly members and school board members this year. Write-in candidate Damon Hoffman joins Gary Lidholm and Kathleen Minke in the race for Haynes Assembly Seat A, which has a 3-year term. The 3 recently participated in a public candidate Q&A at Mosquito Lake School and took questions from the public. Each candidate responded to citizen questions about their ability to retain fair judgment amidst the sometimes strong influences from friends, special interests, and how to serve the diverse needs of Haynes, such as the many nonprofits in the borough. Mankey says her top priorities are putting local people and local businesses first, and says she's committed to open, transparent government. She says she is running to ensure that every community member is treated respectfully and equally. Lidholm points to his experience in forestry, ministry, small business, and community involvement as his qualifications, and says a priority for him is to promote renewable, clean energy for economic stability. Hoffman has 4 years experience in the Haynes School Board and says the position has provided him skills in bringing different views together. He says his priorities are finding a borough manager as a whole assembly and developing a strategic plan for the borough. Les Hostetler's name will still appear on the Haynes ballot for Assembly Seat A, even though he is not running for the election. Assembly Seat D, another 3-year term, is also on the ballot. Incumbent Pete Lapham is running for re-election next to Joanne Waterman, who also participated in the Mosquito Lake Q&A. Waterman has lived in Haines for more than 35 years, has been a business owner, and worked at several nonprofits in Haines. She says her priorities are hiring an experienced borough manager and educating the public and moving along borough projects like waterfront development and Picture Point and Crystal Cathedrals. Assembly Seat D incumbent Pete Lapham, who is running for re-election, was not in town for the Mosquito Lake Q&A and not available for this report. Haines polls are open from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. on October 6th and are located at the American Bald Eagle Foundation and the Kalahini Valley Fire Department on Mosquito Lake Road. Write-in candidates do not appear on the ballot, and if written in, must be spelled correctly and bubbled in. To vote, bring voter ID cards or another official form of ID, such as a driver's license or passport. Two school board seats in Haines are up for election. Seat A is a 3-year term with incumbent Carol Kelly on the ballot, along with write-in candidate Julia Hines. Kelly comments on why she's running for another term.
I was first seated on the board 7 years ago when consolidation took place and a whole new school board was seated. And at that time, we faced a budget crisis. Since then, I have served 6 years, 2 terms on the board, 5 as president. We have been through a budget crisis, layoffs, a lawsuit, building a new school. Now we're finally down to what we're all about, which is education. And it's exciting to see what's coming because we're looking at a strategic plan, which is the overall plan for the district. And within that, then we will fold in the content standards, the grade level equivalents. And so the strategic plan is a top priority. Within that, articulating the curriculum so that there is a smooth transition between grades, and we are sure that we cover all of the areas that we need to cover, needs to be addressed. And then my third priority is the vocational career technical education issue, because when we went to the layoffs, we eliminated many programs, particularly at the high school level, and those need to be reinstated.
Hines also provided her reasoning for running.
I'm Julia Hines, and I'm running because I have a strong connection to the school. I have 2 children in school, 1 daughter in middle school and 1 son in high school, as well as a husband who is a health aide. So I feel a very strong connection to the school and, of course, to the community of Haines, and I want to serve. As far as a priority, there are many, many priorities to education, but most importantly, I feel that we need to educate each child. And by education, I mean allowing them to have academic achievement and also for them to develop the power of reasoning. These are essential for education. Of course, we also want them to develop a love of learning so they become lifelong learners.
Nell Jerglight-Green is an incumbent running uncontested for school board seat D, while seat G will remain open since current member Greg Stuckey is planning to move from Haines in early winter. Haines voters will decide on 2 ballot propositions Tuesday. 1, considering whether smoking should be eliminated from public places. Bob Licks is a former smoker and opposes Proposition 1. He said in a past KHNS program he'll vote no on the ballot measure, which would allow smoking to continue in the places where it isn't prohibited by the owner.
I think, first of all, Proposition 1 is unnecessary. It's not about protecting the populace from secondhand smoke. To me, it's more about limiting the liberty of those people we disagree with.
A handful of public and private bars and some motel rooms currently allow smoking in Haines, and if passed, the ordinance would still allow smoking in some places, such as private clubs and a percentage of motel rooms. 6 Alaskan communities have already voted to prohibit smoking in public places. Haines Partnership for Healthy Living works to limit people's exposure to secondhand smoke. Dr. Russ Bowman is a member.
When you get right down, there really is no right to smoke. That right kind of stops at the other person's nose that doesn't want to be exposed to it. We know that there are some significant health problems associated with secondhand smoke. The people that work in the bars may or may not have a choice of where they work. This is a small town. There may be a problem with finding another job in a smoke-free environment.
A vote of yes on Proposition 1 would prohibit smoking in indoor places of employment, certain other enclosed areas, and designated public places. For example, if the proposition passes, smoking would be allowed 20 feet from the baseball field bleachers and varying distances from facility doorways. The second proposition on the Haines ballot deals with financial disclosure reporting requirements for municipal officers and candidates for elective office. Proponents say the state disclosure requirements are cumbersome and time-consuming and might discourage people from considering a position in public office. However, opponents say elected officials and borough officers should be prepared to disclose information about sources of income and make potential conflicts of interest more clear to the public. A yes vote would require Haynesboro elected and appointed officials to comply with the new, locally adopted requirements for financial disclosure and conflicts of interest, and would exempt them from the state requirements. A no would continue to require Haynesboro elected and appointed officials to follow Alaska disclosure law and not replace them with the new, locally adopted requirements. Skagway does not have any ballot measures in this year's municipal election. Reporting for KHNS, this is Tara Bicknell. If you're still looking for more information before you vote, go to khns.org.